The Jaguars knew exactly what they had to do on a day in which Drew Brees announced he was going to play, but they couldn't get it done. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap in the aftermath of the Jaguars' 38-27 loss. Look, the Jaguars knew that Brees was going to get his. 412 yards, 71% completion, 3 touchdowns. He built an early 24-0 lead. Therein lies the problem. The Jaguars couldn't get started until they were in a big hole. Call it the absence of a fast start yet again. And it bothered them to a man.
When you're playing against an offense like this with that kind of precision, you have to be on the details. You have to be. There cannot be lapses in communication. There cannot be, and some of our simple calls. So, you know, those things showed up today.
All we can control is one play at a time, what we do offensively and trying to put up points. You know, I didn't do that in the first half, and it hurt us, you know, because like you said, then we're chasing points.
You look at how many points we've given up, and we say we shouldn't play like that. You know, we can't make those mistakes, but that goes to show where the bar is for us. We need to be able to say, hey, when we play against an elite guy, we have to be elite ourselves.
A few game notes to share with you. Jared Odrick left the field on the first defensive series with an injured knee. Tried to stretch out and get ready to get back in the game, but never did return. Blake Bortles threw a touchdown pass for a franchise record 15th consecutive game. He threw 3 touchdown passes to Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns, who both went over 100 yards in the same game for the 5th time this season, and both caught a touchdown in the same game for the 5th time in 2015. The Jaguars fall at the Superdome in New Orleans, 38-27 to the New Orleans Saints, and go home to get ready for their final game of the season with a 5-10 record. With your rapid recap, I'm Brian Sexton.